AircheckDownloads.com.
Friday morning on Absolute Radio, and it's Emil Franchi with you in for Dan Noble as we head towards the weekend. Got James Bay on the way. His debut from 2015 after Smashing Pumpkins. This is Tonight Tonight. You might agree with Joan Jett. There she is on Absolute Radio with I Love Rock and Roll. In about an hour, we do 2 o'clock rock, where we take a dip into some of the greatest guitar anthems of all time, play two of them at 2 o'clock. It's a very clever thing that we do. You can join us there in an hour. But right now, some new music from a band hoping to get a number one album for their second album tomorrow. This is the Lathams and Struggle on Absolute Radio.
I sometimes made me smile.
That is the Lathams and Struggle on Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does self-released music, unsigned music. We at Absolute Radio, we want to support musicians across the country who are self-releasing their own music. We know how hard it is to get yourself noticed, so every month on Danielle Perry's Sunday Night Music Club, she's going to pick an artist who is either unsigned or self-releasing. She will play their track every single week. If this is you or someone that you might know, maybe you've got a family member who's struggling to get any stuff out there, let them know. Get them to head to absoluteradio.co.uk and get involved there. Everyone has to start somewhere. We're going to give you that start here on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And we continue with Ian Brown and Travis in the next 10 minutes. The amazing vocals of the late Chester Bennington there almost makes that new song kind of bittersweet when you hear it, because you think, what could have been, what new music could have come? But luckily, right, there is going to be more music coming from Linkin Park in their 20th anniversary reissue of Meteora, the album that that song Lost was intended for back in 2003. So looking forward to that, and hopefully the fans will get more hidden tracks that they've never heard before. Going back to 2001, the summer of 2001 with Train Soon, and hopping onto the other side of the millennium just before that with Manic Street Preachers, You Stole the Sun from My Heart, playing very soon.
So
Tom Petty, Free Falling on Absolute Radio. You know how I said yesterday, basically, with the snow that we've had in the UK, people are in two minds. It's either very picturesque or no one can be bothered with it. And I'm very much the latter. I just want hot weather now, or at least just a bit of warmth, because I'm sick of turning the heating on throughout the day when I'm in the house thinking, is this ever going to end? Is it just going to be a cold forever? Is this the ice age? Is this what we have to live with now? It's awful, isn't it? But one thing I do like when the snow comes around, and I saw my friend tweet about this, actually. He said, isn't it nice that we get the word flurry back in weather reports? It's a lovely little gentle term, not like heavy rain or thunder. A flurry of snow, quite like it. You'll be using that today, won't you, when you say, did you have any snow? No, we just had a little flurry of it, didn't we? Yeah.
Stop, 'cause you're killing me.
If you want a steak, you go to the butcher's. If you want some bread, you go to the baker's. If you want some rock music, you listen to
2 o'clock rock.
Absolute Radio.
It is Absolute Radio, where we are also searching for your greatest guitar anthem to give you some inspiration right now. How about 2 o'clock rock, starting off with Gun and Word Up. Great way to introduce yourself. Back in 1979, that is Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And you can get more stuff like that on Absolute Classic Rock, which you can try right now on the free Absolute Radio app, or you can improve it by going on Absolute Radio Premium. You can get Absolute Classic Rock without the ad breaks. You can skip some of the songs, and you also get access to all of the Absolute Radio stations on there, including those that are only available to premium subscribers. Absoluteradio.co.uk if you want to find out more. Right now it's James. Hometown gigs on the horizon for Sam Fender and his band, playing St. James's Park in Newcastle, his beloved home ground, on the 9th and 10th of June. And you know, there is method in those dates, right? Because the 9th of June, it is the date of the Bladen Races, as the song goes that Newcastle fans sing, "'Twas on the 9th of June." It wasn't on the 10th of June though, Sam, which is maybe playing with history a little bit. Maybe they're going to have to change lyrics completely. It's going to upset loads of fans. It might be a total disaster, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I'm actually going to the gig on the 10th, so I'm hoping that the 9th doesn't get any like special treatment for being the actual words of the song. But we'll see, shall we? As a Newcastle fan, I have to kind of be balanced here. I know balance is a real thing for people in sport at the moment. So how about Keane? for Sunderland fans, because Roy Keane did manage them at one point. If you don't like that, then New Order on the way in the next 5 minutes.
Newcheckdownloads.com.